Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Give some love to the mom and pops. The holiday shopping calendar has moved to Small Business Saturday. Governor Hochul's urging folks to invest in their communities. And there are plenty of local promotions and pop-ups around the area today, encouraging folks to keep money in the neighborhood. In Bryant Park, State of Gratitude founder Chris Biliak tells 1010 Winds they're glad to be back.
It turned into kind of like a life-changing event. I mean, we had the opportunity to see people from all different walks of life, from all different parts of the country, in one location.
And how did Black Friday go? Well, Vivek Pandya of Adobe Insights says consumers spent a record $6.4 billion online on Thanksgiving Day. Mobile shopping hit an all-time high on Thanksgiving, 61.6% of online sales through a mobile device.
Over $6 billion spent on Thanksgiving. Season to date, so November 1st to where we are right now, just on Black Friday, we've seen over $100 billion spent.
More than 80% of you say you're making a list, checking it twice, and buying some stuff this weekend. That's according to a new retail survey from Deloitte. And the National Retail Federation is actually predicting a record turnout for the busy shopping period that began right after Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday, with nearly 187 million shoppers, up several thousand from last year.
That is correspondent Stacy Lynn reporting. In the Bronx, police and fire officials are still looking for answers after a bad fire yesterday afternoon.
Nine people are hurt after a fire broke out on the sixth floor of a Bronx apartment building and quickly spread to four alarms. FDNY Chief Duggan.
For fire at 1520 Sheridan Avenue, non-fireproof construction, and it spread to adjoining apartments.
We're also told that nine people were hurt, two civilians, three firefighters, and four police officers, along with one person found dead inside of the building, according to FDNY Chief Nevins.
That is an NYPD matter. You're going to have to take that up with them. It was in the same building. It was outside of the area of where the fire took place.
The FDNY says the fire quickly spread. They had to open up the ceiling and the roof to extinguish it. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
New details today on a deadly New Jersey fire. Authorities have identified the victims of the Thanksgiving night blaze in Orange.
They are very giving. Such a great family. They know the whole community.
That great family mourning now the loss of two sisters, Francia and PJ, who died saving their disabled father.
They went upstairs and got them out and saved them. That's giving your life for someone you love, right?
Six others were inside the house. They survived, the sisters leaving behind a shattered family.
A mother just lost two kids in one shot, and a husband just lost his wife. A child just lost a mother.
In Orange Township, New Jersey, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A grisly accident for a Long Island man who lost three fingers in a food dicing machine at a processing center this week. Police say he was working at L&S Packaging on Central Avenue in East Farmingdale Wednesday night, running a food dicing machine when apparently stuck his hand inside to clean it. The machine took off three of his fingers. The victim was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Occupational Safety and Health Administration is investigating. scammers are looking for you with the help of AI. One place they're finding plenty of prospects, social media. Cybersecurity expert Lisa Plagemeyer says watch out for ads on platforms.
You could have fake influencer videos and things like that because it only takes a few seconds to create a deep fake of somebody. And the problem now is that AI has just made them all look perfect. You can't rely on your eyes and ears anymore.
Plagemeyer says always trace back to a reputable retailer and use a credit card for purchases so you're better protected from fraud. MetLife Stadium is in the running for the Women's World Cup. FIFA released bid books for the 2031 and 2035 women's tournaments yesterday. There's only one bidder for each. 2031 is U.S., Mexico, Costa Rica, Jamaica. That would be the MetLife one. The U.K. is bidding for 2035. FIFA will formally confirm the bids at its Congress in April. MetLife and 25 other sites were mentioned as suitable venues for that 48-nation tournament. It's expected to draw 4.5 million fans and generate about $4 billion in revenue. Final decisions, though, won't be made for years.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.